Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
So Zach Edey isn't going to go to the pros. He's going to come back to Purdue. I'm not complaining. Purdue's not complaining. I'm just curious. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Now Jonathan Smith. Jonathan, he hosts the Shooting the Schmidt podcast, which you can get there wherever you get your podcast. Shooting the Schmidt. I don't know why it's called that. He just wants to try and get me in trouble on air, and it's not going to happen. Theory, Jonathan Smith. Why is Zach Edey returning?
So I think there's two reasons. First and foremost, if he had declared for the draft, based on looking at a lot of smart people's draft boards, he would have gone somewhere probably between the 40th and 50th pick. And so the money isn't really going to be there where it's worth leaving, whereas with all this NIL stuff, he's going to make a lot of money if he stays at Purdue. I think.
Ah, okay. The NIL is name, image, likeness. It's the ability of players now in all different sports to be able to profit off of their own face. You've seen Olivia Dunn, I think, is the gymnast at LSU.
Oh, yes.
With the crazy fan base and making outrageous amounts of money. Outrageous amounts of money. And so there are players choosing which school to go to based on which NIL deal they can get.
Yes, and Purdue, I believe, has got it set up where he's going to make over $1 million. I believe that's what I've read. And so when you're making that kind of money, there's no need for him to leave, especially when last year was such a letdown where he has this outstanding season, wins National Player of the Year, and then they lose in the first round to a 16 seed. And just from a competitor's standpoint, that's a really hard way to leave a place where you want to leave your mark.
Yeah, it's about the money, isn't it? I mean, that's look, I like both your takes, Jonathan. I think you're on it pretty well, and people can hear about it at the Shooting the Schmidt podcast, S-H-M-I-T-T. Again, I don't know why it's called that, but I'm not in charge. It's about the money. I think you're dead on. I think you're dead on, kid.
I like
that take a lot. The idea that he came back to avenge a first-round loss, I less believe that, but I like that for the poetry.
Okay.
I do. I'm totally down. Jonathan Smith, you can follow him on Twitter as well. And he produces this show. The man's doing work. I want to grab the attention of the ACLU of Indiana and the Indiana Youth Group and all of these groups who want to scream about don't say gay bills in the United States, which, of course, have never existed. But these are amongst the people who continue to push the nonsense, and some of whom, like the ACLU of Indiana, have flat out lied, in my view, about what Florida put forth and what Indiana has done. It's a don't say gay bill. And then you had non-journalists who like to claim that they're journalists in the Indianapolis Press Corps who have also said, oh, Indiana has a don't say gay bill. The president of Uganda signed an anti-gay bill that includes the death penalty, enshrining into laws, the New York Times writes about it on Twitter, an intensifying crackdown against LGBTQ people in the East African nation. It's one of the world's most restrictive anti-gay measures. That is a don't say gay bill, you fraud liars. You ridiculous, pathetic, progressive fools. You are just terrible. You have been lying about Republicans, lying about DeSantis, lying about the conversation in Florida. You don't believe in parental rights, and you think that anybody who disagrees with you is trying to kill children. In Uganda, they will kill you for saying gay. That's a don't say gay bill. Do you get the difference now? Do you understand what level of fraud, lowlife you are? Because we do. Hoosiers do. The political left should cut it out. And people like J.D. Ford should be at the forefront of telling the ACLU of Indiana and others to cut this crap out. there's real anti-gay hate out there. There's real destruction of gay people around the globe. And it isn't happening in Florida, and it isn't happening in Indiana. So for those people saying so, shut it. You are ignorant, pathetic, ridiculous fools. And Senator J.D. Ford should be at the forefront of telling you to stop it and engage the conversations rationally. Uganda is the place of don't say gay. And we should all be disgusted by this. It's not Florida. It's not Indiana. And just so we get it done now, for any of these leftist groups, if you compare DeSantis to the Ugandan president just once, there's not a name I will not call you. There's not a thing I will not say on air or in person. I will do everything in my skill set to try and ruin your organization. Because you're allowed to have a disagreement in policy. You're allowed to say we think this and not that. When you're comparing people to the Ugandan president and lying to Americans, you have to deal with the consequences. The lying has to stop. This nonsense posturing has to stop. When Representative Jamal Bowman refers to Republicans as economic terrorists, a Republican has to walk up to him while he's doing a newscast on CNN and say, "Who the hell do you think you're talking to?" Right in his face. Scream louder. Get more. Don't give that guy a moment of rest while he's on national television. Joy Reid wants to say that Republicans this and white people that. Somebody's got to get in her face and not stop. What's the matter? Nancy Mace is busy? When Sonny Hostin says the problem with white women is they do what their husbands tell them to do, why are people still watching this show? Pick one advertiser of The View and say that's what we boycott until Sonny Hostin is off the air, because bigots like her shouldn't be people we see on TV. I thought that was supposed to be the fringe. Sonny Hostin is going to make the claim that white women do what their husbands tell them to do? This is her bigotry? We're just gonna sit back and take it because, she's a black woman and, well, she's just speaking her truth. She's a bigot. It's okay to say. A difference in policy, a different idea, disagreement, that's all rational. This stuff isn't rational. And those Indiana groups that want to claim that Indiana was involved in some don't say gay legislation, they're not rational. They're ideological freaks who are happy to lie to Hoosiers, and we shouldn't stand for that.